It's 8:45. Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash. Live from the studios at KIOS FM at 33rd and Bird. I'm Mike Hogan. This is Live and Local. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm very excited about my guest today, John Hickerson. He's with the Performing Artists Repertory Theater, and starting on August 9th, which is tomorrow, running through the 18th, it's Ring of Fire. John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Wow, this is, well, let's, I'm excited about the show, obviously. Yeah. You and I have been talking Johnny Cash here for about the last 20 minutes.
Yep.
Spectacular music. What a diverse collection of songs and things. But let's back up for a moment and talk about the theater, the Performing Artists Repertory Theater. It's located at the Crossroads Mall at 7400 Dodge Street. Can you kind of talk about the theater and the concept behind it? Because it's a pretty neat little cabaret, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really great. It's a cabaret-style setting, so you're sitting at tables in a real sort of intimate setting, a more of a black box style theater. We're involved out in the audience, so you really feel like you're kind of part of the show when you attend a show at Part Theater. They do really great smaller cast type things, so you can really kind of connect with the audience. And they've been around for about 5 years in this current space, so yeah, it's a great time when you go see it. You're really seeing an intimate show when you go.
Sure. Folks that may have been there before, have they seen you in any other productions?
I did a show this past Christmas, the Sinatra My Way show, Christmas show, which was great. And then a bunch of years ago, I did World Goes Round with them when they were kind of doing a different space than they are now. But yeah, so I've been involved with them for a while.
Outstanding. Yeah. Well, let's talk about this Ring of Fire. Tell me about the show and what happens here.
So this show is really great. Nobody actually takes on the role of Johnny Cash. We tell his life story through his songs. And as we've kind of been talking about, it is such a diverse songbook and set of songs. We have about 33 songs in this show. So we all, at different points in the show, take on different parts of his life and sort of lead you through the different stories, and all the way through Memphis and through Folsom City, through the prison days with June, and just a whole series of different songs that kind of lead you through his life. And it's really great. There's beautiful duets, some of these gorgeous hymnals and big group, you know, raucous numbers. So it is a great time with great musicians. So.
Sure. And, you know, funny enough, Ring of Fire, wasn't that, didn't June actually write that song? And Johnny is the one who made it famous. He took that song and he, as I recall, it was a kind of had a dream about the horns, the mariachi type horns really kind of gave it its fire, its flame.
Yeah, and it is it's a real sultry song when it comes down to it. It's the two of them really just kind of connecting in that way. And when you hear that very famous horn call in that song, it's an awesome show and an awesome song. So
can you talk about the band we were talking about? I mentioned the Daddy Sang bass, and we were talking about the Folsom Prison Blues, and some of the bass lines that run through these songs he has. And so, talk about your band that accompanies.
Yeah,
you.
We're headed up by Jennifer Novak Har as our music director, and she has collected a set of musicians for this show who are top quality. I mean, these guys play the Broadway tours that come through. We have a bassist, a dobro player, guitar, a fiddle, drums, and then her on a bunch of different instruments on the piano. It's they're on stage the whole show, so you're really watching them play. We're engaged with them as the performers. We get the audience involved with them. So it is raucous music and moving music, and there are really touching moments, and the band it brings the whole thing to life. So.
So, I mean, it's not just about standing up and singing some of the songs. No. I mean, there's a narration that goes with this, and some acting involved.
Yeah, it is a mostly musical show, but there are pockets of story throughout that are sort of leading you through the different phases of his life. It's a mostly narration, but there are scenes, a little bit of, we stage the numbers to kind of show the different parts of his life. And so it's a pretty clear flow when you see, when we start the show, it sets the tone for we're all Johnny Cash, I'm Johnny Cash, I'm Johnny Cash. And now you kind of get the sense that you're with us on this story that we're about to share with you. So.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Can you talk briefly about how many cast members are there?
There's five of us. So Angela Jensen Fry, Moira Mangimelli, Justin Demmer, Melissa King, and then myself. And Gordon Cantiello as our director. It's a great group. You Omaha audiences will definitely recognize these folks. They work all over town, and I feel very fortunate to get to share the stage with all of them. So
Sure. Oh, that's fantastic. For you personally, one or two of your favorites. I mean, this just stands out parts of the show for you.
You know, there is a duet that I watch every night, Sweet By and By. It is just one of the most sweetest, simplest, beautiful. It's a cappella. These two women in the show, Moira and Melissa, sing it. It's led into by a beautiful monologue by Justin. And you kind of expect some of these boom chick numbers when you listen to Johnny Cash and this real sort of driving music. But there are these such sweet, tender moments. That's one of my favorite moments of the show. Angela and I get to sing a duet, If I Were a Carpenter, which I know most people probably know. I had actually not heard that song before, but it's just this beautiful song. And then Memphis and Folsom City. There's just such a great set of songs in the show.
You can't beat it. Yeah. He's John Hickerson. He's part of the Performing Artists Repertory Theater. The show opens tomorrow, runs through August 18th. If you're looking for information on this, one can go to performingartistrepertorytheater.org.